Folks, this evening at the 6 o'clock Mass, the Dean of the Dayton Deanery, Father Chris Werlin, will be installing me as pastor here at Immaculate and at St. Helen. He did that last evening at St. Helen Parish. And so it was a great opportunity for me to truly be present to God and to God's people in a way that I have not been before. Ever since Father Dave's retirement was announced and the possibility of me being the pastor at both places was known to me, I've really been reflecting on what this means for me, particularly in my relationship with both these parishes. So this being the first weekend ever since July 1st, when the term of the pastor comes into effect, I thought I would take the opportunity to not only reflect, but also share with you my own understanding of what it means to be a pastor, what it means to be a parish community, and what my relationship with you is, and how I expect this relationship to be part of our journey together. So allow me then to share these thoughts with you. I have included this entire statement in the bulletin, so sometimes it can be a little thick, but I think it'll give you an opportunity to kind of reflect this upon this at home as well. So it is with immense gratitude to God, to the Archdiocese of Cincinnati, and to the parishioners of Immaculate Conception and St. Helen Parishes, that today I assume the awesome responsibility of pastor of both these parishes. As I do so, I ask God for two graces: humility and wisdom. Humility to know that pastorship means to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. And wisdom to view each person and situation through God's eyes. Even though Father Vincent is new to our communities, I consider him integral to the ministries at both these parishes. I believe that God has placed him among us for a reason. Please allow me to share how I understand the role of a pastor and his relationship to a parish. While this is not a comprehensive statement, it will give you an idea, it will give you an insight into my thinking, my spirituality, my leadership, and my ministry. As usual, God speaks to me in 3 points. So here are my 3 points for today. First of all, parish with a vision, a community of disciples. When I first assumed the role of associate pastor of Immaculate Conception and St. Helen Parishes, Father Dave assigned me the responsibility of both leading and administering IC. I had no experience in parish administration. However, I knew one thing. Being a maintenance parish was not an option. We had to be an intentional parish community, a community with a vision, and a community that knew its call and its mission. Today, I'm very grateful for God's wisdom and grace. As the then small parish staff, the parish pastoral council, a few parishioners and I embarked on the delicate yet crucial task of developing a vision for our parish. This was in 2008 to about 2010. In prayer, reflection, and some deliberate decision making, we made an effort to align ourselves with the vision of Jesus Christ. With a sense of awe and humility, we rediscovered Jesus' call to his very first followers, the call to discipleship. Through our annual parish retreats and discipleship training seminars, we communicated that vision to the entire parish. Very soon, the entire parish community had embraced this vision. Today, Immaculate Conception Parish thinks of herself as a community of disciples. And we define discipleship as think like Jesus, talk like Jesus, and act like Jesus. Discipleship is the most basic call of the gospel. Each person in every community that intends to follow Jesus is first and foremost called to discipleship. This means that every parishioner is invited to think of their Catholicism, their spirituality, their religiosity, indeed their entire life, as a personal response to Jesus. The vision of Immaculate Conception Parish is to facilitate reflection, to create the conditions, and offer the possibility for each parishioner to discover, grow, and live as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Our worship, our preaching, everything we do, and every breath we take, we strive to accomplish it as an act of discipleship. As an individual parishioner and as a community, we try to think like Jesus, talk like Jesus, and act like Jesus. If Immaculate Conception Parish exists, and if each one of us has become a parishioner, it is because we are responding to the gospel call of discipleship. In the coming years, as individuals and as a community, we will strive towards growing further in this call to discipleship. As pastor, I am committed to this vision. Secondly, being a Christ-centered parish, a gospel-centered parish. When Pope Francis became Pope, he spoke about his vision for the church. According to him, the church faces three temptations: the temptation to turn the gospel message into an ideology, the temptation to run church like a business, and the temptation of clericalism. I too am aware of the temptations for a parish. The temptation to maintain status quo, to be a maintenance parish, to yearn for financial security at the cost of mission, to be elitist, exclusive, and businesslike for the sake of efficiency. To avoid falling into these temptations, I envision parishes as gospel-centered communities. As Immaculate Conception Parish, we must be like the disciples who gathered around Jesus Christ. It was from him that the disciples learned what it means to be church. It was from him that they learned mercy, love, compassion, faith, peace, kindness, self-sacrifice, radical trust in God, and developed a passion for God and people. I passionately believe in a Christ-centered parish and not a church-centered parish. As Pope Francis says, the center is Jesus Christ, who calls us and sends us forth. If the church makes herself the center, she becomes merely functional and surely and slowly but surely turns into a kind of NGO. In other words, my hope is that our liturgies will not be liturgy-centered liturgies, but they will be Christ-centered liturgies. Our ministries cannot be ministry-centered ministries, they must be Christ-centered ministries. Our music, our preaching, our service are not for their own sake. They must be rooted in and find their purpose in Christ and service to his people. In an interview in September 2013, Pope Francis spoke about the mission of the church in these words. He said, "I can clearly see that what the church needs today is the ability to heal wounds and warm the hearts of faithful. It needs to be by their side. I see the church as a field hospital after a battle. It is pointless to ask a seriously injured patient whether his cholesterol or blood sugar levels are high. It is his wounds that need to be healed. The rest we can talk about later." End quote. Similarly, I imagine our parishes to be Christ and gospel-centered parishes. In other words, when people come to our parishes, they must some way feel that they have encountered Christ. Our goal must be intentionally to be a community that gives people an experience of the love, the mercy, the forgiveness, the goodness, and the power of Jesus Christ. We do this as a people of faith, a community of disciples, as a people called by Christ, and as a people who stand for what Christ and the gospel teach us. This task does not belong to the pastor and the staff alone. This is the common responsibility of every parishioner. Together, let us strive towards this holy endeavor. And thirdly, how I understand my own pastorship. When I think about the word pastor, my mind immediately goes to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Jesus had said of himself, "I am the Good Shepherd." The criterion for separating the Good Shepherd from the bad came down to one quality. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I interpret Jesus' words as radical nurturing. I understand the role of the pastor as nurturing the people that God has entrusted to my care. You are not my people, or this parish is not my parish. You and I together are God's people. I see this parish as God's parish. This means that I genuinely love, care, serve, and accompany the people who belong to God. I see my main role as nurturing the staff, the people, the ministries, and the mission of this parish. This can take many shapes. First of all, this means that I ensure that our worship is life-giving. My priority is not to provide the shortest masses in town, or to deliver entertaining homilies, or to create a social gathering space. On the contrary, I must ensure that people who come to our worship first and foremost encounter Christ, that they find Christ in one another, that they find inspiration for another week, that they find life and faith coming together at our worship. I must also ensure that the rest of the parish life, our social and charitable ministries, our finances, our presence in the neighborhood, our parish organizations flow from our communal worship and life. I see my role as accompanying people through the journey of life through personal care and involvement in their daily life, in helping discover God who is already in every heart. I must know each one of you by name. And on this, I have some work to do. I know, being here 15 years, I know many of you by name, but there are other people that I still need to know their name. You can expect me to love, respect, honor, and nurture you most sincerely. All this does not mean that there will not be disagreements, differences of opinion, or sometimes the possibility of parting ways. Built into the role of the pastor are these possibilities. Pope Francis is facing this challenge these days. Even Jesus was not immune from it. I welcome disagreements and differences of opinion. My only hope is that we can do this with humility, with respect for one another, never compromising Christian charity, dialoguing with one another, always keeping the greater good in mind, and most of all, instead of our personal gain, constantly furthering the mission of Jesus Christ and His Church. In this way, as pastor, I hope to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Towards this vision of a parish, Father Vincent and I humbly seek your blessings. As Father Vincent and I hope to nurture these two communities, we ask you to nurture us. Please get to know us better as we try to get to know you better, and especially for Father Vincent. Really get to know him better. He's a really, really, really good guy. A very simple, humble, loving guy. The more you get to know him, the more dear he becomes. Please help us to find rest, peace, love, and acceptance as we try to serve you. Together, let us be a community of disciples. This is my hope. And I'm sure there are many times that I will fail. But this is part of being human. But I hope that we together can be very relevant in our neighborhood and in our world today, particularly in my heart, by being really Christ-centered, gospel-centered disciples of Christ. Amen.